Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. Only on Nocturnal Journal would you hear that. That's live in studio. Celito Lindo. Am I getting that right?
Yes, sir.
Family folk music. Thank you so much for coming in crummy weather. Thank you, Juan Lucero.
Yes, you got it.
Why don't you introduce the group yourself and the instruments they're playing?
Sure.
And yeah,
I'd love to. Thank you. So over here we have my son. I'll start over here with Antonio on the vihuela, and the vihuela is a Mexican rhythm guitar. We have Carlos Lucero, which is right next to him, sitting in the chair.
Yeah, you were great there. I'm going to ask you about
Thanks.
That. Yeah, yeah.
And he plays the guitar, of course. And then we have Lilia Lucero next, and she plays the maracas. And everybody sings, if I didn't say that already. And then we got Miguel over here, who normally plays the trumpet and sings as well.
Hi, Miguel. How are you?
Whistles.
Yeah, I'm whistled. Yeah, okay.
And I can't forget my son at home, Diego. I hope he's listening to this right now, who plays guitar. And unfortunately, he was feeling sick today.
And Susie's here.
Yes, my wife, of course.
Yeah, and she's your wife and the marketing consultant.
That, oh, definitely, yes.
And tell us about that song you just played.
So the song El Rey is a song by Jose Alfredo Jimenez, which is one of the greatest Mexican composers, period. And the song El Rey means the king, and it's about a guy who's a vagabond. He wanders around, but he still feels like he's the king because he could do whatever he wants and answers to no one.
We just elected a guy like that. Carlos, where'd you learn to sing like that?
My dad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us, are you, fourth generation?
Yeah, actually, that would be my son's.
Yeah, so yeah. Tell us about the history of music in the group, you know, in the family.
Sure. Well, there's music on both sides, but on my side, my grandfather, he was a music teacher. His name Arnold Lucero, and so he taught music, played piano, and loved to sing in church. My dad is a musician. He was a full-time musician. He made his way through school.
And where was that at?
That was, he lived in Houston, I think, for a while, and in New Mexico, both getting his education. And so he played a lot of, but he played rock and roll style music mostly, or Latin stuff. And then, of course, myself, I make a living as a musician, even prior to my kids, full-time musician. So I've done that, but I did mostly traditional Mexican music as opposed to the other styles. And then, of course, now you have the fourth generation, my children. And it's interesting because they grew up more with this music than I did, but their music that they do on their own is a lot of pop stuff. They do a bunch of other styles of music as well.
Yeah. And you were in Albuquerque before this? You're relatively new to Chicago. You came here in 2015?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me what you were doing in Albuquerque and what brought you to Chicago.
Well, we were doing almost the same thing. I mean, we were just, you know, living, trying to get the kids an education and performing music. But we felt like we weren't progressing anymore, and we really wanted to take a look, you know, before things got progressed too much, you know, in our ages and stuff. So we decided, you know what, let's all move to Chicago. So nine of us, if you can believe that, nine of us in a big trailer, big truck, we brought all our stuff, came all the way over here and started our new life over here because we wanted more opportunity. For the kids' education, for the music, the arts, the support for business, everything. You know what Chicago is. It's an amazing place.
Yeah. Susie, you're from here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to Lane Tech?
Yeah, I went to Lane Tech, class of 98. And now my oldest son, Diego, who plays the guitarrón, attends there, and he loves it. So I'm very, very proud.
So that helped motivate the move to Chicago? I mean, do you have family here then?
Yeah, I have family, and it's just a great place. I'm totally a Chicago girl, and I love it. I love, we're right now in a very historic building, which I'm very proud that the children get to be in the Tribune Tower.
Tribune Tower.
At WGN. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. Things have taken off for you, if I'm not mistaken, since you got here. Now, I just happened to see you guys at a Chicago Sky game. Yeah. I thought it was wonderful. I think you did the national anthem this summer.
Yes. That was one of our highlights, doing the national anthem over there. The kids, I know, had a great time. That was just being in the center of that big arena and hearing all the people just the acoustically and just being so supportive when we walked up, everybody high-fiving you. It was amazing, right, guys?
Yeah, it was really, really, like, a really great experience.
Yeah, now, say, when you talk, when you guys talk, say who's talking. So that was...
Oh, okay, this is Miguel.
Miguel. Now, Miguel, you played the Governor's Mansion?
We played at the Governor's Mansion, yeah.
When was that?
I think that was...
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it was for a party that I was having, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? And how was that? What was that like?
It was really fun. There were a lot of cool people that we met and great food.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and so that wasn't too long ago?
Yeah, that was last May.
That was last May? What else? Why don't you tell it? This just happened. You're going to be at City Winery tomorrow morning. Yep. You guys are busy.
You know what? This was amazing. I'll even tell you, if you guys are familiar with Dan Zanes, he's a Grammy Award-winning children's artist. You know him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he's an amazing musician. We saw him a long time ago in Albuquerque and said, oh, wouldn't it be nice to play on stage with him one day? Or here in Chicago, and this week, Dan puts out a little post saying, hey, if there's a family band or a group that's interested in playing with us, shoot me a message. And so I did. I shot him a message, and he said, hey, I checked out your website. I said, I watched your clip. You guys sound great. I would love to have you come and do a couple songs with us. So tomorrow we're going to go do a couple songs, and these guys love Dan Zanes. I love Dan Zanes. My wife loves Dan Zanes over there.
That's great. That's great. You have, I've read your background. You have you guys have a lot of dreams. I mean, I don't know where you live now. You want to settle in Lincoln Square? That was you wanted to buy a house in Lincoln Square? Talk about that. Talk about some of your dreams and visions.
Yeah, well, one of our dreams, when we left Albuquerque, we had a house, and definitely the cost of living is different. There's a lot of opportunity in Chicago, but higher cost of living. So we're hoping to buy a house in Lincoln Square where we live right now. We love the community. It's welcoming community, very friendly neighborhood. Another one of our dreams is to just make sure that the kids get to express themselves creatively and really live out what they're intended to do in life, you know. So we try and help them discover that early on. We used to homeschool them, and now they go to a really great local Catholic school, St. Matthias, and then Lane Tech, which is, you know, helping to foster that. But at home, you know, just keeping up the creativity, whether it's art, music, animation, coding, all sorts of things.
And we're going to take a break for some commercials, then I'm going to ask you guys about some of the stuff you like to do in school and stuff. So, and we'll play more music, too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Bum, 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 whoa, for the longest time, whoa, for the longest, if you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Once I thought my innocence was gone, now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me. When you put your arms around me, I haven't been there for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa. Salito Lindo, thank you very, very much. Boy, it's awesome stuff. It makes you smile. Salito Lindo is Beautiful Heaven?
Yes, sir. You got it.
And how'd you come up with the name for the group?
The song, yeah. We came up for it. We were thinking about names, of course, and it was hard. I think we were having trouble doing that. And I think we came up with the song, which is a very common song, Salito Lindo. Ay, 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 ay. Everybody knows that chorus. And we thought it was a well-known song, but, you know, is related to our family. We thought, oh, Beautiful Heaven, you know, this is kind of our heaven, our beautiful thing, you know, that we do. And that's how it came about.
Did you guys vote on the title? Was it unanimous?
Kind of voted. We were thinking a bunch of, like, random
funny What were the ones that didn't get picked? What was second choice?
Yeah, some of them. El Perico.
Oh, yeah. Los
el pericos. Tigre. I don't know why, like, but I said the doggy boys. I don't know.
we were just messing around.
That's when I was, like, 7.
Boy, I mean, I just knocked out. How can people hire you? How can people find you? There's a website. That's how I was reading. So tell us
yes.
how.
Yes. yeah, well, they can find us actually on Facebook, of course. You can look us up, Cedito Lindo Family Folk Music. Am I allowed to tell website addresses
or anything like that? Yeah.
So our website address is like the song, www.cieditolindo.co. And like I said, we're on Facebook as well as Cielito Lindo Family Folk Music. Maybe later on I can do the phone number. But you can, if you look us up on the internet, you'll find us.
Do you do private parties?
Most definitely.
You know, I've got a tiki bar with tequila at my house.
Oh, you know what?
No, I'm just kidding. That sounds fun. We wouldn't want to do that.
Give us the date and time.
Yeah.
Tequila, that's a Mexican thing.
Yeah,
that's
I know. Like,
we're ready. Not you guys, but me. I'm ready.
I want to ask you guys, you know, in my life in journalism, I used to write a lot about, like, country music and harmonies, family harmonies, you know. And it's true in gospel music, too, but, like, I think of the Leuven Brothers, and there's just, when they call it blood harmony. There's just a natural thing when families sing together. Do you guys understand that? Can you talk about what it's like to sing with your siblings and perform with them and stuff? Yeah, go ahead and say who you are.
I'm Antonio. I'm on the vihuela and vocals, so we practice once a while, and believe it or not, we don't always get it perfectly right. We mess up, but we learn from our mistakes, and harmonizing, I'd say my brother Miguel and Diego are the best at it, but me and my younger siblings are practicing to get better.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about, before I forget, what's the instrument you're playing? Explain that.
Oh, I play the vihuela. It's a Mexican instrument. It's kind of smaller than the guitar. A lot of people call it a ukulele, but because of its size, but it's a little bit bigger, and it has a higher sound, and it has a humped back like the guitarón. The guitarón is a way bigger instrument.
So you guys all, it's easy for you to sing family? Are there ever any disagreements? I mean, you know.
What do you mean by disagreements?
Well, do you get along with every, how many kids all told are there?
So we have seven children.
Seven children. Yes. I mean, you don't, everybody doesn't always get along all the time, do they?
No.
So, yeah.
No, it's not.
So what do you do? What do you do? Do you have a cooling off period? What do you do when you're not getting along?
I come in my room and lock the door sometimes.
We take breaks.
You take breaks, yeah. What about song selection? I mean, how do you come up with your material?
Well, usually our dad does the song picking, but once in a while he'll ask us, you know, what songs do you guys want to learn? And then we'll say, oh, this one or that one. And then if we can't agree on one, then we usually take a vote, or whoever, like, does best on that song, then we do it, or we pick harmonies, and that's just how it works.
Okay, now, for example, tomorrow at City Winery, 11 a.m.
Yes.
11 a.m. at City Winery. What would you be playing there?
What do you mean?
Songs, yeah.
Oh, songs? Well, we're going to do, I think we're just doing three songs. We're going to do Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. And then we're going to do a song called Go Tell It on the Mountain, is one that Dan Zanes does.
That cool song.
Yeah, totally different style than what we do, which is cool, you know. And then another song called Salam, which is an Arabic song, right? Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing.
Okay, we're going to take a break for David Jennings and the news. You're going to come back and maybe do a couple more songs.
Sure.
And we'll talk a little bit more. You guys doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this on Nocturnal Journal.
I love the corn ones. It's a beautiful there would be no burritos without the corn one. There would be no Doritos. I love to hold them tenderly and fold them. Oh, how I dread to eat with bread. Believe me.
Amazing, amazing. Slito Lindo, that's Juan Lucero and his family. And thank you so much. Tell us about that song.
Oh, man, that song. You know, that song has been so much fun for our family throughout the years. They've actually been performing it. We came to Chicago for a summer trip one time. They were little kids, very little, much littler than this. And it's one of the first songs that they learned together as a group that I think kind of inspired me to say, you know what? Man, I think we have enough to perform out. And we've been doing it for a while. It's a fun song. It's by Lalo Guerrero.
Yeah.
It's not an original song, but yes, I wish it was. But people really seem to respond to that song a lot.
Very theatrical. Very theatrical when you weep there. Where's better tortillas? Is it in Chicago or New Mexico? What have you found in your research?
You know, Chicago's got some good tortillas, I have to say.
Or fajitas.
Yeah, but I still like my New Mexico tortillas.
Yeah.
I like all tortillas.
Yeah. Do you is this your full-time thing? What do you guys do during the day? Go to school?
Yeah, the kids go to school. They actually, as of last year, it was their first year that any of the kids were in a traditional school. I mean, you know, as far as going to school. Prior to that, they were all homeschooled always. And so it's very different right now. But we're really enjoying that, I think, and they're enjoying school.
What's that transition been like for you guys to go from homeschooling to school?
It's been...
Say who you are again.
So this is Miguel.
Okay, Miguel. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really exciting. I didn't know what to expect because I'd seen movies with kids go to a new school, but, actual going to one is a lot different. And it was... actually a really cool experience. I got to meet a lot of new kids, like, instead of, because we were mostly at home, we're homeschooled, and here I got to meet a lot of new kids and just learn a lot, like, more and like show what I could do. It was really fun.
I don't know if we did this. Give me the ages of everybody here tonight.
Sure. Well, why don't you?
Yeah, Miguel. How old are you?
All right.
Because this leads to another question, actually.
Yeah, I'm 13.
Yeah. Okay.
10.
Carlito, that's Carlos.
I'm Antonio, and I just turned 12.
And the young lady, you're 9 years.
I mean eight.
That's okay. That's all right.
You'll be 9 soon. That's
right. Because the reason I asked that, you know, it was hard. I mean, we moved from Ohio back to Illinois when I was 14. You know, and it's just moving was hard at that age. So, yeah, it was okay? I mean.
Kind of. There was some people that I missed when leaving New Mexico. But I was still, like, really excited. Like, just seeing the moving truck, like, moving, like, all packed and... And we were, like, in the car. It was just, like, something we'd never done before. So it's, like, we're, like, it was just really cool.
Go ahead and say who you are.
I'm Antonio. Yeah. And like I said, I'm not sure if I did, but there was a lot of opportunity here. And at first, I didn't know what to expect. I was nervous. But as soon as we got here,
It was awesome. The winter, of course, was really cold for us. We're not usually used to it.
Is this your first or second winter?
This is our second winter, but I think it's going to be a little bit colder than the last one. So I'm nervous, scared, and excited.
You have a. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say who you are.
My name is Carlos.
Carlos.
So I think it was. So can I answer the question?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I think it was pretty. For me, it was a little bit scary. I didn't really, like he said, I didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know what it was like to. I couldn't really imagine it being, like, in a busy city. Because, like, in New Mexico, you didn't see, like, cars going everywhere. You didn't hear, like, honking. You didn't see, like, tall buildings. There wasn't that much of that stuff. Like, downtown there was, yeah. And the thing that, like, really changed in Chicago is parking. You, like, especially downtown and uptown, you have to pay for parking. And I'm like, I really don't remember when, like, if we had to pay any times for parking unless it was, like, out of New Mexico. And the probably the hardest part was leaving our church. We had a lot of friends and stuff. But our new school, it was kind of hard adjusting, but on the second year, which this is our second year, it kind of got better and better. So,
you know, we just did a segment before you came on about an artist, and there's an exhibit of his work in Memphis named Red Grooms, and a lot of his work feeds off the energy and the sparks of an urban environment. I mean, he just likes all the people being together and all the energy a bunch of people being together can create. You guys feel that maybe here a little different than in New Mexico? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Say who you are.
My name is Miguel, and I think that in Chicago, especially in Lincoln Square, like you'll walk down. We used to walk down to Lincoln Square and go play for tips in like Giddings Plaza, and then we'd see someone from the school, someone that we knew or my dad knew, and they're just like even though it was pretty big, it was also like there was always someone you knew, someone to talk to, someone you talked to before, and everyone's really friendly here. And there's also so much to do in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Susie.
Just going to say that we have met so many people who are excited about ideas and collaborating here in Chicago. It really energizes us. We feel we can conquer the world, and there's so many people to do it with here.
You guys aren't hacks. You're the real deal. You know what I mean? Do your classmates know what you do? Do they know you sing?
Yeah.
What do they say? Go ahead.
My name is Carlos, so they a lot of them are surprised. Sometimes we like invite them to our performances and stuff. And there's a lot. They're like the supportive. They support us a lot, and it's kind of like. Like, to have something, like, not a role model, but having someone, like, as a motive to boost your confidence on stage.
It's a good support system, you know what I mean? You know? Yeah, everybody needs that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Antonio, and I noticed that it's kind of different for each of us. Some of us like sharing news about our performances than others. Others maybe don't really like to share that information. And I'm kind of in between, but like my younger brother, Carlos, he likes telling a lot of the news of our performances to his classmates.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. How do you feel like being a girl here tonight?
I don't know.
Is it okay?
I have a sister, but fortunately she's not old enough to go.
Yeah. But you did very good on those vocals. That was very nice. That was very nice. You know, I was looking at your list of dreams. One of your dreams is to do the national anthem at Wrigley Field. Have you done that yet?
No, we haven't.
We've got to do that.
Yeah.
We've got to eliminate John Vincent, that gas bag. and get you guys on there. That I mean, you guys would be great. You were great at the Sky Game.
Well, thank you. You know, when we came to Chicago, we always have these dreams. I mean, there's tons of them that we have. And I think what we're trying to show the kids as well is like you kind of just start somewhere and start knocking them out. You know, so one thing that I said is I wanted to do the national anthem. with the kids at some sporting event. And sure enough, the Chicago Sky, it happened. And then you saw us, we're here, and my wife and her family, and now our family being in Chicago, are huge Cubs fans. We have so much fun hanging out. I have fun
it's
hanging out.
It's a good time to get on that Cubs thing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so so we said we would love to do the national anthem over there, and I think that we're gonna accomplish that.
Definitely, I think we should. I think you were at the Sky game because through the Old Town School of Folk Music, right? That was an Old Town School of Folk Music night when I saw you. Yes. Do you work with them? Talk about the Old Town School of Folk Music.
Sure, sure. A great place, another cool place to meet all kinds of musicians in that genre. I actually started working there when I came to Chicago. That was one of the first places that I worked as a teacher.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I'm actually still on the staff there.
What do you teach?
I teach guitar, recording. I did some children's classes as far as Mexican music and art, that kind of stuff.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to ask you to close out the show with Feliz Navidad. Ooh, are you into that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be right back with more on WGN.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's awesome. That's Celito Lindo. That's beautiful. That's my favorite Christmas song. So thanks, you guys, for doing that. And, you know, the history of that song for people who may not know.
Jose Feliciano. He may definitely popularize that song. And a song that I like to think, people say a popular song. To me, that's a song that brings a lot of people together. So it's definitely one of those songs.
Yeah, we were talking in our earlier segments. That's a Christmas song I could listen to year-round.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's really
You know, we've been requested to play that sometimes year-round.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. I never get tired of it, you know. So why don't we introduce everybody again? I want to thank you all for coming in. It was really, really nice.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you. So I want you to introduce everybody and tell me about the people who aren't here.
Sure. Okay. Can I start with who's not here?
Yeah, start with who's not here.
That's my son, Diego.
Diego?
And he plays guitarron. He's 14 years old.
He's the oldest.
Goes to Lane Tech.
He's at Lane Tech, right?
Yes, and we miss you, Diego, always.
He likes to take his ukulele to school.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What it says here.
Yeah, and word gets around here.
Mateo?
Yeah, oh, you're right. And then Mateo, too. So,
Mateo, how old is Mateo?
He's three, I think. Yeah.
He's turning four in January.
He's turning four. Now, I had to ask you this. He loves to sing, including the Star Wars theme? What's
yeah. Oh, yeah. We teach him a lot of songs. He likes Superman, Batman.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, not just superheroes, though. He sings, like, No Tortilla, Cielito Lindo.
He likes singing along.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys do that? Do you teach each other songs
and
stuff?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you share songs? And things
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, they're like their own little community sometimes.
We switch, like, songs, different song styles with each other, kind of, and, like, we learn it.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so tell the rest of the family.
Sure.
How many total? Seven, did you say?
So, yeah, seven children, two adults.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's Mai, who's also at home, my beautiful daughter, who I love so much. She's going to hear this later, so I got to say
yeah,
I love
right.
her. And then that's basically everybody that's not here. Susie, who you've heard from, my wife. And there's myself, Juan Lucero. And we have Miguel over here. And Carlito, Antonio, and Lilia.
Wow, wow. Susie, do you sing?
You know what? I do for fun. I sing in the shower. And actually, Juan and I are working on a couple of songs that we'd like to debut soon and surprise everybody with.
So we're working on something for her to do publicly, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I wasn't in Albuquerque, but just reading the background and just knowing how many things have worked out well for you since you came to Chicago, musically, right?
Yes, we've been very blessed and fortunate with a lot of cool things that are happening. I mean, we could go on. It's been absolutely crazy. You almost wouldn't believe the things that have happened to us. We played at Second City.
What was that like? I want to ask that.
That was awesome. It was awesome. I'd never even been there, but I'd heard about it, and it was on our list to go to a show there. I never thought they were going to play there. And they brought us in for a charity event there. We went backstage. We saw all the people coming in, all the comedians and stuff. It was just a fun night, right, guys?
It was great.
Yeah.
Okay, in the couple minutes we have left, tell me about your gigs coming up. Tell me about the one tomorrow. I think you mentioned there was a library gig.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So tomorrow we're playing at the City Winery at 11 o'clock. It's actually Dan Zane's show, but we're going to go play, be a guest for a few songs. We're looking forward to that. And then which library is it, Susie?
The Cicero Library on Saturday, December 17th.
Yep. Okay. What time? Do you know what time that is?
That one I think is, I want to say it's around 1 o'clock. And you know what? They can check us out on Facebook if they want to see those events.
Yeah, and I wanted to give the address again. So when the Chicago Cubs hire you for the national anthem, how do they find you?
Go Cubs, go! Yeah.
Well, you could just call me if you want. You can call me at 312-721-9115, or you can look up our group on our website, which is www.cielitolindo.co, just like the name of the song.
Okay, how are you guys doing?
Good.
One more question. What do you want for Christmas?
Oh.
Ooh. No.
Okay, tell me.
Since I love comics and I made my own brand, I want my parents to help me make my own website for my comics.
Wow.
Okay, we can do that.
Can you do that?
Sure, heck yeah.
Okay. That's good. You make your own comics, right?
Yeah.
What kind
with my friend at school.
Really? What kind of do you do action figures?
Comedy?
Or
no, not comedy? Stick figures. Don't do that.
What's the name of your comic?
My name of my comic is called Weddy. And so it's basically about a sponge. And we just made a bunch of things called, like, Weddy Space War. It's just, and he's like a triangle. I don't know why I didn't do a square. I never realized before that it kind of looks like SpongeBob SquarePants, but it's not. So
it's your own thing.
Hopefully, I don't get an email saying you copied SpongeBob SquarePants.
Lilia, any Christmas wishes for you?
No.
No?
Oh, come on. Anybody else?
I like Nerf guns.
Okay, Nerf guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get, like, some more, like, animation equipment and, like, art equipment because I love to draw and make animations. I've been drawing for a very long time, and my parents encouraged me, and now I'm a pretty good artist, and I might go to like an art high school, and I wanted to make animations too, and I think I'm doing pretty well, but like I have an app on my phone, but I also want to like expand it more so I can like get equipment like draw on paper, and then like it comes on the screen or something like, yeah.
Well, good for you. You guys have done a great job.
Hey, you
should really, really, really proud of what a great family you have.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Cielito Lindo. When's your first CD coming out?
You know, it's actually coming out probably in a few, probably about a month.
I didn't even know that. I just
that was one of the other things.
So really, what's on that? Is some of the stuff we heard tonight?
Yes, El Rey, the song that we did, No Tortillas, is also on there. So yes, they'll be there. It's going to be a shorter CD, but that will be coming out soon. Yes.
Okay, you'll have to come back for a CD release.
Ooh, we would love.
You're always welcome to the Nocturnal Journal.